who told the class that I was called Speedometer.
Speedometer.
Oh my goodness, and I was just knocked out being, you know, in there as a student. And I said, you mean to tell me she's going to eventually have certification to teach people? And then to call it, oh, Speedometer.
If you wanted to, say if your car didn't have automatic transmission, how would you shift gears in your car?
With a standard clutch.
Mm-hmm.
Standard gear.
And then you call the thing, you had to push that something?
That is a... what is it? The gear?
Just call it the gear shift, usually?
Yeah, I think the gear shift.
Mm-hmm. And, if you've been out in some places, some shopping areas, and to keep speeders down, they've built little humps, you know, in the road. You may even see them in residential areas.
Right. And I had it on mine. Because we had them at Howard University. Speed breakers.
Can you tell me some of the different kinds of cars and trucks and maybe even aircraft that are used by all the fire and police departments? For example, do you know what some of the different kinds of fire trucks are?
The hook and ladder.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe what that is, just real quick, like?
Well, the hook and ladder truck has actually what it's called on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it has the hoses or not.
Mm-hmm.
Connections.
Mm-hmm. And what about a truck that's just one that... have you seen the kind that have a little compartment and then they lift you up to fight fires in tall buildings? You have a name for that kind of truck?
Oh boy. And as many times as my child is called.
You ever hear it called a snorkel truck?
Snorkel. There you go. I'm trying to review his book.
You know, the thing is, I doubt they have a snorkel truck in Montgomery.
Right. I don't think I've seen one.